Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Organizers are planning an event at City Hall tonight to call for peace in the Middle East. Last night, the Alliance of Groups gathered for a vigil at the Fairmount Waterworks, honoring the lives of those lost since the conflict escalated in October with Hamas's attack on Israel. More now from KYW's Matt Coughlin.
What we're doing today is grieving every life taken.
Suki Blanc of If Not Now says the vigil Monday is a way of honoring those killed on October 7th last year, but also all of those since.
Today, this is really a mourning ritual, which is based on a Jewish tradition called Yahrzeit, which is the anniversary, the death of a loved one. And today we are doing this for the Israelis who died a year ago, and also for all the Palestinians who were killed by Israel in the year since October 7th, and the Lebanese.
The vigil, attended by hundreds of Jews and Palestinians, featured prayer, music, and speakers, and concluded with a wick-cutting ceremony. Rabbi Rebecca Alpert echoed the need to honor all the dead.
The theme here is each life matters. Each life is a universe, and it's very, very important that we honor that.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
For the past 45 years, the Anti-Defamation League has been reporting on the number of anti-Semitic incidents that occur in the U.S. each year. As KYW's community impact reporter Raquel Williams explains, the latest report shows there's been a growing number of incidents since the start of the war in Gaza.
The ADL has recorded the highest number of anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. ever in a one-year period, with more than 10,000 in the U.S. in the year since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Andrew Goretzky, ADL's Philadelphia regional director, says the incidents come in many forms.
I have a black Jewish child who was questioned by classmates about what holidays he celebrates, and he was physically assaulted by multiple students. I had a perpetrator who hit a Jewish person in the back of the head, stole their hat, and yelled Free Palestine.
Goretzky says he made the difficult decision of hiring security this past summer for his son's bar mitzvah, which he says was both comforting and frustrating.
It was comforting because I had them there, but it was frustrating because I remember as a child going into synagogue and never seeing an armed guard.
At least 1,200 anti-Semitic incidents happened on college campuses and 2,000 occurred at Jewish institutions. Verbal or written criticisms of Israel are not deemed anti-Semitic, but chants that convey a message of harm to Israel are included among the incidents. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The two young men accused of shooting and killing the two people along South Street 2 years ago have pleaded guilty just as they were set to go to trial. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson from the Criminal Justice Center.
The families of Christopher Minners and Alexis Quinn sobbed and sniffled through a 22-minute video montage played by prosecutors of the night of June 4th of 2022 when their loved ones were killed. 20-year-old Quadir Dukes Hill and 21-year-old Najee Whittington admitted to firing up South Street into a sea of people, fatally striking Minners and Quinn during the chaos. Prosecutors say the entire incident was sparked by another shooting up the street near 2nd, where an argument ensued and George Jackson was killed. They say Dukes Hill and Whittington heard the gunfire and began to run up the street. Dukes Hill admitted to killing Minners and Whittington admitted to killing Quinn. Authorities tied ballistics and video to the pair and pushed out their pictures from surveillance. They say two Delaware County probation officers recognized them and identified them. Dukes Hill and Whittington fled to Virginia after the shooting, but they were eventually arrested. Now they've pleaded guilty to third-degree murder, conspiracy, reckless endangerment, and gun charges. Whittington also pleaded guilty to aggravated and simple assault for the shooting of another victim. The two are set to be sentenced in December. In Center City, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Psychedelic mushrooms could soon be legalized for medical treatment in New Jersey under a bill advancing through the state Senate. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
New Jersey's Senate Budget Committee has approved a bill to legalize the use of psychedelic mushrooms to treat certain medical and mental health conditions with strict restrictions. The bill received bipartisan support from people who credit psilocybin with saving their lives. Lauren Dayton says she suffers from cluster headaches, also known as suicide headaches, for more than a decade, and this is the only treatment that's worked.
I have had no hope with this painful disease. None. Until citizen science led me this way. I have never even smoked pot, I will just say. This is like very beyond my comfort level, yet This is the medicine that I see I need.
The bill received 12 yes votes and one abstention from a Republican senator who said he wanted to look into it more. It's unclear when this bill will be brought for a full vote. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.